I'm with John Culligan, the Business of Football show. We did the first one with John recently. Really liked it. Loads of really positive feedback, John, which is good. And we wanted to get you back in there for it. And you said we'll have some topics. And the one I wanted to talk about, because John's away and I thought I'd just sort of go with my own direction, is the idea of the future of transfers. There was the Traore case very, very recently, and there was a lot of immediate response to that, which acted like, some of it acted like, at least, oh, well, the world will never be the same again. And when you sort of dug into that and dug into the ruling, it was, that didn't seem like it was entirely the case. But it will lead governing bodies, won't it, to look at what they're doing around transfers. And it will lead the idea of an occasional rogue club, or an occasional, what we might call a rogue player, or a massively mistreated player, to perhaps feel like they can take a couple of risks or push the envelope one way or another. Is that fair in your analysis?
Yeah, I think so. And firstly, great to be back. Glad to hear the first one went down well. And I think this is a really interesting topic, and transfers overall of, you know, player ID recruitment has always been the heart of a lot of football clubs, but it's becoming more and more prominent now, and there's more and more changes happening. The case that we're talking around with Diarra and the FIFA case, I think the first thing to know is we don't know where exactly it's going to land. So the ECJ have bounced it back to one of the courts, and it's going to take a couple of years before we really understand the changes that it brings in. But I think it does look like it is giving probably players a little bit more rights in terms of themselves. You know, after all, they are, when they're in a contract, you're in for 4 years, and, you know, if you can't move within that, there is some things, would you say there's a constraint, restrictions there. I think it's really important to focus on the Diarra case. So it's not just like he wanted to leave and kind of paved his own way. I think the heart of that matter was him getting reduced wages coming through. He hadn't been paid to the extent, so he wanted to terminate his contract. And in the situations like that, where players aren't being paid fairly or aren't getting what they were contractually thought they were going to get, then it feels like some sort of system where they can move a little bit more freely does make sense. But overall, it feels like a positive direction for players, albeit a couple of years away from seeing how that truly manifests itself.